NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Biden thinks those who resist subpoenas from the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack should be prosecuted. Biden told reporters outside the White House he hopes those individuals are held accountable. The Select Committee has issued a number of subpoenas to aides of former President Trump, a Marine officer who criticized military leaders over the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan will have to forfeit some pay. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller's attorney, Tony Busby, shared his reaction.
We really have happy with the result, a letter of reprimand, a small dock in his pay, and Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, I still maintain, is a hero to the Marine Corps.
Scheller posted a video following the deadly August bombing at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, calling for accountability from his superiors. Former President Bill Clinton will remain in a Southern California hospital for another night. That's the word from his spokesperson. Clinton's representative says he's staying at UC Irvine Medical Center in Orange County so he can continue to receive more IV antibiotics. A study by the University of Michigan School of Public Health shows schools with mask mandates report less COVID cases among students. Lisa Taylor reports.
Districts with no mask rules average 80 cases per 100,000 students, while districts with mandates for all grades average under 50 cases per 100,000 students. School districts with partial mandates are averaging between the two groups. Researchers say they'll continue the study to try to determine if other factors are at play. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A court date for a Maryland couple facing espionage charges is getting delayed. Navy nuclear engineer Jonathan Toby and his wife Diana were set to appear Friday in federal court to determine if they would remain in custody while awaiting trial, as they're considered a flight risk. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.